Watchmen. Why do we own that?
I think this is one I've owned for a very long time.
I agree, because I definitely did not buy this with you, and you...
I think I bought this, like, as a new release in...
One of the first Blu-rays.
One of the first Blu-rays I ever owned, yeah. Because I was convinced it was visually stunning.
Amazing, yeah. And I definitely watched this with you within, like, the first year we were dating.
Yes.
And then we hadn't watched it again since, because I remember it being, like, interminable. And then we watched it again, and I was correct. It is interminable. And again, I want to preface this by saying I am in no means... an alcoholic, and in no means do I have a drinking problem. However, if you give me two glasses of wine and it is late at night, and it's past 11 o'clock, I will become my mother and fall asleep on the couch.
I think it's the single most old lady thing about you.
Thank you, dear.
I think that, you know, of you know, of all the old lady things that you do, you know, like hoarding condiment packets.
Oh, stop.
And... okay. You know, yeah. Demanding free bread at restaurants. And
I do not demand free bread at restaurants.
You rejoice when it's given.
I'm really excited about free bread. You make that weird old man snorting sound with your nose, so that's... And you clear your throat like your father.
Deviated septum. It's genetic. yeah. That's... by far the worst sex scene I think I've ever seen in a movie.
Hallelujah. They didn't even pick a good version of the song.
No.
Like, it hurt my ears how off-key it was. And yeah. That's such a snobby thing for me to say.
No, it was a very, very bad version of the song. And also, there's a great YouTube video about this, like, where they talk about how it's like the single most overused song in pop culture. But I always think of Shrek.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Shrek the first time it was used?
Probably not the first time, but it's like, you know, for our generation. Our generation,
I hear that song and I'm like, oh, Shrek.
Yeah, and so it's a little tough to be like, oh yeah, let's put that to a raunchy, like, sexy... that lasts forever. And like, you know, the worst part, of course, is that it ends with like a giant fire ejaculation from the spaceship. And I mean...
and that's, how many times did they have to show a blue dick in general in that film? It was like they were obsessed with Billy Crudup, who wasn't actually Billy Crudup's blue dick.
And I think, too, like...
CGI blue
dick. I think there was more blue dick at some point, and they, like, CGI'd that weirdo metal briefs onto him.
Because they were literally going to make a 25-foot-tall...
blue penis.
I mean, the penis wouldn't have been 25 feet tall. It would have been, like, appropriate. But it would have been, like... What would that have been mathematically, correctly? Like, a 4-foot-long dick?
I'm not doing that math for you, but what's interesting is that Snyder got made fun of quite a bit for how homoerotic 300 was.
This didn't help.
And this is, like, so much...
Is Zack Snyder gay?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Because he also made Sucker Punch, which is, like...
a fantasy of 16-year-old schoolgirls.
And
then Malin Ackerman's outfit in this was, like, I know all superheroes have sexy outfits. Like, Black Widow, ScarJo is fucking on fire in that outfit. And I am a straight woman saying, like, her ass looks fierce. But Malin Ackerman's outfit was just so far beyond a sexy superhero.
Yeah. But also, like, part of that is, you know, he wanted to stay so faithful to... the look of the Watchmen comic, which some of those cells are, it's like Sin City, like some of those cells are, which is also Frank, I'm sorry, I said Frank Miller, that's wrong, it's not Frank Miller, it's the other guy, it's Alan Moore. The nerds are going to come after me for that.
Frank Miller did Sin City, Alan Moore did Watchmen.
Alan Moore did Watchmen.
They are similar.
Similar, and they came out at the same time.
Similar tone.
But anyway, the point is that they were so, some of the frames are directly lifted from cells
which
in the
is really
comic,
cool.
Which is cool. But also, what's weird is that it's been a while since I've read it, but...
You read Watchmen?
Yeah.
Good for you, dude.
I'm pretty... Thanks, dude.
Ultimate fucking nerd, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah,
dude. Credit, dude. So, what's interesting is that, like, I feel like the ending of that book has a giant squid monster.
I'm sorry?
I'm pretty sure there's a giant squid monster.
There was no squid monster in this
that
film.
Destroys New York, and instead they went with, you know, like, the nuclear thing, probably because they thought it was more believable or whatever.
Right.
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, so why bother being so faithful to the comic if you're going to change
the ending, the entire... Yeah, because there was no... If there's a blue squid monster, dude, that would have made the fucking film. Because I have to say, like, it was a bit confusing for me. The ending was a bit confusing.
I know.
Because they were like, you know, he was a bad guy, but he was also a good guy, even though he was being a bad guy, and then Rorschach was killed.
When you say he, you mean Veidt?
Veidt, thank you. Yeah. Veidt was a good guy and a bad guy at the same time, and then Rorschach was killed, even though he was also a good guy beforehand, and then Dr. Manhattan ended up, like, kissing her to say goodbye, and if I were the other guy,
Night Owl,
I would have been like, get your hands off of my fucking girl, you jackass.
Yeah.
And it was just, there was a lot going on, and everybody had two names, which really confused me. Their superhero name and their regular name. Yeah. And I just kind of wish they would have stuck with one
name. Well, and name also because, person. Like, I couldn't track, like, the 1940 Minutemen versus mm-hmm. the 1985 Watchmen in terms of, like, you know, who was Miss Jupiter and who was Silk Spectre. Yeah,
and then the comedian went with both. And he comedian was easy was to track.
He was in both. He was easy to track. Because he's beautiful. But also, that was weird, too. Like, trying to... I understand... So, he was, what, 80 when he died, then?
60.
60. So, he was 15 in 1940?
Yeah, it would have been, like, 30.
30 in 1940.
Oh, wait, the movie was in 85?
Yeah.
What the fuck? How does that even work at all with the ages? Because Silk Spectre would have had to have Malin Ackerman in the 40s, and Malin was...
That's not true, because...
She retired.
She retired, and the rape sequence is not how she was conceived.
But so what year did she retire, then? Early 50s?
I don't know. But I'd have to go back and check the timeline.
Yeah, but Malin has to be, like...
18.
Yeah.
Like, she can't be...
I was gonna say, like, Malin Ackerman's character, I think... is older than 18 because she's living with Dr. Manhattan, but I can't think she's...
Fair enough, but not by much.
I can't imagine she's older than 25. Let's put her 25 at the most.
Yeah.
Because if you're older than 25, she's just going to start demanding a ring. So let's say she's 25, which puts her back to being born in 1960, right? Which means her mother... Timelines... Just don't.
It's messed up. It's messed up.
It's too big of a jump.
And, like, you know, that's where they made the mistake, I think, of...
Putting a timestamp on it.
I'm okay with the timestamp. They made the mistake of age makeup. Like...
Yeah.
Where they chose, I thought, rightly, to have Hollis Mason be played by the guy from Pontypool. I forget his name.
Great choice. Great actor.
He's great, and he was great in his scenes, and when he died, it was, you mentioned it, even, you know, two-thirds of the way through the movie, you're like, wow, that was a powerful scene when he died.
It was very powerful.
The flashbacks to him fighting the old supervillains, and, like, that was so good. But, they did not age him down to play Night Owl in the 1940s footage. I don't know why, like, no offense to them, Carlo Cugino and Jeffrey Dean Morgan are not so special that they needed to be playing both the 1940 and 1985 versions of themselves.
I think...
Especially if you're not going to do it for the Hollis Mason character, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I have no issue with them... Sorry, Minnie is, like, obsessively licking my hand right now. I don't have any issue with using age makeup and aging people up, but you have to do it well. There was something not so great about the way that, like, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, they certainly aged up, but I wouldn't put him a day older than 60 when he died, when they aged up.
Whereas I think he has to be closer to, like, 75. And
because Silk Spectre is supposed to be much younger than him, too, right? Because he looked like he was at least 30, and she was probably, like, 21, 22 at that rape scene.
Yeah. So... I agree. The timeline
How
is an
How did she
issue.
Fight crime with garters on? I mean, you would, like, literally... I know you've never worn garters, dear. But you raise your leg...
Well, there was that one time.
You raise your leg that one time, and unless you're, like, a professional garter putter on her...
It's gonna snap off.
Oh, my God. And then it hurts. Yeah, like, there's no way she could run, fight crime, kick ass with garters.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, here's the...
being a crime fighter, I know these things.
Yeah, so uncomfortable. No, I think that what the movie succeeds in is Rorschach.
He was a good character.
And the comedian as characters. The comedian is despicable, and yet somehow
you still like
you
him.
Feel bad for him. You like him. He's charismatic. He's that was.
And Rorschach is certifiable.
And yet you still fun care to watch. About him. Like yeah. the only really wow moments, even with Dr. Manhattan, who's a all-powerful Superman but
I
don't, being.
I didn't give a fuck about him.
I didn't give a fuck about him, I know.
No, because and there's maybe it was the fucking guy from Almost Famous, and you're like, you're Billy Crudup, go away.
But there's nothing interesting about Superman. Like, again, the nerds are going to come after me for that. But
Superman
like,
is Superman, though, man.
But, like, there's nothing... Superman has one weakness, and he's boring as fuck.
Did Dr. Manhattan have a weakness?
Well, his weakness...
Was his girlfriend.
Was his girlfriend, and his, that Adrian outsmarted him.
My God, that's so boring.
So his hubris, I guess. You know, his ego.
Having a superhero whose weakness is not actually tangible...
Is
very difficult to grasp. Like, when Rorschach, I have to say, I think Rorschach was my favorite. Because...
Oh, by far. And that's what I was going to say,
yeah,
by the way.
He's fucking nuts. But even when he's revealed, he's fantastic.
He's so great. And, like, what's cool about Rorschach, too, is that, like... It's not discernible what his power is.
Mm-mm.
I don't think he has one.
No, I think he's just so nuts that he believes he can do anything.
But yeah, and so he pulls in the first scene, he pulls the cool grappling hook move where he shoots the grappling hook and then he lands standing up on the railing, right? And then later on in the movie when he's infiltrating Dr. Manhattan's office, whatever he's doing, he's infiltrating somewhere and he pulls that like parkour, like quick little jump. Thing.
Yeah, totally.
And he climbs the ladder.
Yeah.
And like, but none of it is anything more than a very athletic person with training could do. You know what I'm saying?
100%. It was parkour. He was doing parkour.
He was doing parkour. And so that plus, oh, he's crazy, and...
And his scene in the... I have to say, I loved his scenes in the prison.
His not scenes only, in the prison were awesome.
Not only did he look like... What's his face? Who's the guy, like, red hair? Brotherhood.
Damian Lewis?
Yeah. He looks really? Like, what if Damian Lewis took meth? For like 10 years. That's what he ended up looking like.
Sure.
So he takes off his mask, and that's not even remotely close to what I was expecting him to look like. I was legit expecting him to be deformed in some way.
And what was cool too.
And the last thing I expected was him to be a fucking ginger.
And what's cool about that is that once you saw him unmasked, I was shocked that you hadn't seen it already because you track movies so well.
I do.
He's in so much of the movie. As
he's holding a protest sign at a funeral.
A homeless guy. And,
question. Mm-hmm. So, do all the other Watchmen, like Night Owl, who he's close with. Well, Night Owl point, like, 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call him.
Yeah. Also confusing.
Right. Do they know his real identity?
I don't think so. He actually says, you can, in the beginning of the movie, he says, you can disappear. No one knows who you are.
Interesting.
So, no.
So I think he was the best.
Which is why it's so cool it ends on the line that it ends on, which is, you know, Rorschach's journal, Tonight a Comedian Died in New York, is very cool. Like, the ending...
Which is also a really nice line in general.
Yes. Absolutely.
Also, his mask was cool. How did he make that?
I agree.
The same way Night Owl 2.0 was able to ejaculate in time to a ship.
I almost want, like... A standalone Rorschach movie. Like, somebody needs to get Jackie Earle Haley to do a standalone Rorschach movie. But I do wonder if it would turn out like Pirates of the Caribbean, where you have this great supporting character that once you give him a full movie,
he's not as good.
Yeah. Besides, Alan Moore is never going to give the rights up to the character. But he created a cool character. The comedian is a cool character. The, Moloch... Is actually an interesting character. It's something that's never been done before.
Is that the villain with the pointy ears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
were his ears pointy?
Who knows? They never explained it, but what's cool about that is that between Moloch and Hollis Mason, you're given this look into characters. It's like, it answers the question that no one ever talks about, which is, so you're a superhero until you're too old to be a superhero, and then what do you do?
Yeah, 100%.
And for Moloch, he became a sad old man who died of cancer. And for Hollis Mason, he became a sad guy who had no friends and wrote a book. You know what I mean? Like,
which
it's very interesting.
I love. It's like, it's... Here I go again. It's kind of like that documentary you watched, After Porn Ends. Like, what happens as a porn star But it is, you know? Like, yeah. When you age out of being a porn star, what do?
By, like, age 27.
Right. When by age 27, your vagina is the size of Mount Vesuvius, what do you do? God. But, like, it's the same thing. Like, you know, I think Rorschach would have continued being Rorschach until he died.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's...
That's actually the premise. Now we're getting really far off course now, but that's the premise of Batman Beyond, which was a cartoon when I was a kid, which essentially was, like, Bruce Wayne as an 80-year-old man, bequests his gadgets on a young kid, and he becomes Alfred, essentially.
Well, it's kind of like in Dragon Tales, that show on PBS, when, you know, Cassie and Max were both characters, which was why it was really good for us. But, the older dragons are bestowing their knowledge. And I think that's a constant theme, and I think that's probably why they had Night Owl and Night Owl 2.0. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was really cool that they were, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
That was a really neat idea. But...
And the fight sequences with Night Owl and Malin Ackerman's character...
In the alley? That was cool.
In the alley and in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
We're great.
So much of what... So that's the frustrating thing in the end, I think, about Watchmen, is that there was a really, really good 2-hour, 10-minute superhero action movie that talks about things in superhero land that one else has ever talked about before, and yet he ruined it by making it 3.5 hours fucking long.
Or do you know what I would have liked?
The Godfather.
I would have liked to see superheroes shopping for groceries.
I know what you're saying. Like, what are they
day-to-day
doing?
Day-to-day life. Yeah.
When they're not fighting crime.
100%.
Because so many... Because, you know, our summer blockbusters have become superheroes, right? Even when it's not a superhero, it's still... Like, Jason Bourne is still a superhero. 100%. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're all superheroes. They're indestructible. There's never going to be a summer blockbuster where someone dies in the end. Where the good guy dies in the end.
Let's make it.
Yeah, right?
Let's make it with a normal-looking couple who aren't Henry Cavill and whoever the fuck is playing Wonder Woman right now.
Right.
But, like...
I think we understand each other.
The amount
The ice fortress on Mars was not necessary.
That just looked like the inside of a clock in Hugo.
Yeah. Yes.
But
it would have been great if he said, "Leave me alone," and then disappeared from the plot entirely until he came back.
There was no need for him to come back. Also, terrible casting job. Like, I love me some Billy Crudup, but why would you ever cast Billy Crudup as a superhero?
Interesting. I had never thought about his casting as being a poor choice. You don't like him in this movie.
Billy Crudup. So my first ever reference to him was Almost Famous.
Yeah.
And he's just not a superhero.
I agree with
type.
You. Now that I think about it, I
think he's a really poor choice.
I think of him exclusively almost from Big Fish. And so, like,
yes,
what I think of is...
Which is a similar character to Almost Famous. Kind of like trying to be something you're not.
Yeah, yeah. Although in Almost Famous he does have that, like, swagger, that I am a golden god thing that's a little bit different from Big Fish.
Those are drugs.
But he certainly doesn't have... Yeah, no, I agree with you. He's like... And that's probably why they picked him, because so much of Dr. Manhattan is that, like, soft-spoken, you know, he could destroy you, and yet he chooses to speak in soft tones and chooses
to... But he's
to
such a lost cause. He's so beyond humanity that why would you even pick somebody who represents humanity?
I agree.
I don't even recognize him from his face. The only time I recognized him as Billy Crudup was when they did the flashbacks. Use Billy Crudup for the flashbacks, and then just pick someone else to play Dr. Manhattan. Like, why?
Well, I think that that's a CGI issue. That's a CGI of 2009 issue. Like, because if you think about, like, Andy Serkis's work in the Planet of the Apes movies, which was only a few years after, facial capture had become so advanced by then that, like, you can almost tell that it's Andy Serkis.
In those movies. You can see it.
And I think it just wasn't there yet in 2009. But,
question.
Yeah.
What percentage, I guess you're 2 years older, so what percentage of your college class wore the fucking smiley face with a blood stain on it,
pin or
necklace?
Everybody. I played a punk rocker in a play in 2009.
In suburbia, 10, you wore that?
And I wore that around my neck, for sure. I bought a smiley face necklace and drew in red Sharpie the... It's iconic. Which is stupid, because the novel's from 1980, whatever. We all just rediscovered it. So, actually, you know what? I'm gonna give a point to Zack Snyder's column to say, thank you for rediscovering that the graphic novel, because it got a resurgence from this movie in a way that it probably would have been forgotten.
But came out my senior year of high school, right? If it was in the spring, I guess 2008, senior year of high school, March.
That's Zack Snyder's slot.
March. Okay, so towards the end of my senior year of high school, right? The only people who wore that were all the girls who replaced their Jack and Sally t-shirts with Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, I was like, come on. Like, I don't know.
It's a little Hot Topic basic.
Oh my god, 100% Hot Topic basic.
Okay. All right.
One, two, three.
Keep it. Only because I am sure, yeah. God, Malin Ackerman's hot.
Hallelujah.
She's hot, but she's also disgusting in that one scene. Hallelujah. But she's hot in her costume. I want to keep it.
Hallelujah.
Because I feel like we're going to want to watch it again at some point, ever. And God help me if I have to buy it again.
Hallelujah.